Torah 101. Listening to the music of Micah Levy from his record called King David's Lyre, the Echoes of Ancient Israel. Encourage you to listen to his music on iTunes or Spotify. He's actually researched the original melodies and the original instruments that would have been prevalent in the days of King David and the days of ancient Israel. Amazing music. Today is October 15th, 2017. And we are in the parasha known as Bereshit, beginning, or otherwise known as the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 14. Today, God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to divide the light from the night." Let them be for signs, seasons, days, and years. So the purpose of the heavenly lights, the stars, the moon, the sun, they have a purpose, and it's given to us here. They're to be for signs, seasons, days, and years. So the heavenly hosts speak to us. They say things to us. The weather conditions, storms, it's all saying something. The increase of climate activity, unusual climate activity, could be a sign, a signal, in other words, that something is happening, to look around, to wake up. And let them be for lights in the dome of the sky to give light to the earth. And that is how it was. So, also, in addition to signs and seasons, that the celestial bodies were to be for light. You know, we're talking before the days of electricity, and even before the beginning of oil lamps and candles, the only light were the celestial bodies. And so we're reminded that what God has made, those things were made for our benefit. The sun is created here for light, so that we can see. And even in the nighttime, we have light most of the time from the moon and from the heavenly hosts. Before there were city lights and freeway lights to drown out that light, that is how people could see. God made the two great lights, verse 16. The larger light to rule the day and the smaller light to rule the night and the stars. And God put them in the dome of the sky, again, to give light to the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. Notice the division of light and darkness. It's a spiritual analogy. That we walk and live and are to be active in the day, but when darkness comes, we were designed to sleep and rest so that we don't live in the darkness. Interesting how even the body produces melatonin, you know, the hormone that makes us sleepy. It does that at night. Our bodies naturally do that. And God saw that it was good. Verse 19, So there was evening and there was morning, a fourth day. God said, let the water swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth in the open dome of the sky. And God created the great sea creatures and every living thing that creeps in the oceans, that is, so that the water swarmed with all kinds of them, and there was every kind of winged bird, and God saw that it was good. It's good. What God made was good. And then God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the water of the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. Notice that even the sea creatures and the birds are given a commandment, a mitzvah in Hebrew, to be fruitful and multiply. We don't often think of the fish or the birds having a directive from God to do anything, but they're all on their marching orders every day to multiply and to be fruitful, and they have fulfilled their commandment. They have filled the earth and continue to fill the earth, but God set it in motion. Why does the natural world operate so seamlessly, so perfectly? Because there was an intelligent designer who set it all in motion, a great engineer, a programmer that put it all in motion. So there was evening and there was morning, a fifth day. This is Torah 101 Daily.